RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. No Doran today. He is off soaking up the paternity leave, holding baby JoJo. So it's just me, and I'm sorry about that. You can give me a ring at 412-928-9370. That's also the text line brought to you by Acre Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So how about Harbaugh? He blows it, right? They have blown 12 games leading by 11 or more in the fourth quarter since 2021. That's the most in the history of the game in that short a time period. Meanwhile, CBS flashed a stat that the Steelers when leading by that amount in the fourth quarter. Tomlin is 1-0-4-0-1. Tomlin's a better coach than Harbaugh. And Harbaugh cost his team an opportunity last night by benching Derrick Henry. But I ain't complaining about it, nor should you be. Mike Tomlin also won his 200th game. Take the playoffs, take the regular season combined. 200 games Mike Tomlin has won. But here's the stat that's going to get the people all riled up this morning. Because of the win yesterday, the Steelers clinched a winning season, which means they clinched a non-losing season. That's 22 consecutive non-losing seasons. That has never been done before in the history of the NFL. And Mike Tomlin now has 19 consecutive non-losing seasons to start his career. And you know what, folks? I'm going to give him a little bit of credit for it. It's not the end-all be-all. It ain't a playoff win. It ain't a Super Bowl championship. It ain't hoisting a Lombardi, but I can't sit here and say it means nothing. When their goal is to win, the fact that Mike Tomlin has only coached one game in his career where the Steelers have been eliminated from playoff contention, that is impressive. We can all disagree about the Steelers' philosophy and how they go about building Super Bowl caliber teams. And how oftentimes they don't see the forest through the trees. But their goal every year is to just get to the damn dance. And for 22 consecutive years, they've had a shot. For 19 consecutive years under Mike Tomlin, they've had a shot. And the reason it's so impressive to me, again, not the be-all, end-all, people are going to start shouting at me. It's so impressive to me because the NFL is designed to not allow this to happen. If you suck, the league wants to help you be good. And if you're good, the league wants to pull you back to the mushy middle. And the Steelers, yes, they've lived in Mediocreville for a long time now. But I actually agree with the way Starkey puts it. They've been high-end mediocre. They make the playoffs more often than not. And while, again, it's not what you're shooting for or should be shooting for every year, the fact that the league is designed to bring you down and you ain't let it bring you down for 19 years, I think is an impressive feat worth praising them for. It doesn't mean that I didn't want Tomlin fired 3 weeks ago. I did. When y'all were chanting at the football game at Acrisure Stadium against the Bills and saying, fire Tomlin. I was right there with you. I was leading the charge. And if they fail to win a playoff game this year, I would still move on. Because the end goal is bigger than even just winning a playoff game. But if you don't think it's impressive to go 19 consecutive seasons and only one game in those seasons, have you been mathematically eliminated from the postseason when you take the field? I don't know what to tell you. I think it's a damn impressive feat. I'd still fire them if they don't win a playoff game. But I don't think it's this footnote that Steelers fans make it out to be. So congratulations to Mike Tomlin. 412-928-9370, who will be in the Hall of Fame one day. No question about it. Let's go to Dave in Chalk Hill. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm having a great morning, Dave. How about you?
Good, good. Hey, I think if Tomlin, next year he ought to draft a quarterback, then they can rename the Lombardi Trophy to the Tomlin Trophy because he's had all these non-losing seasons, and then he can retire, and the next guy they can say he won with Tomlin's guys. There you go.
The ultimate tribute. What would be more fitting, that or Myles Garrett getting the sack record against Mason Rudolph?
I don't know. First of all, they should do what Myles Garrett said. They should hold him, trip him, gouge him, do whatever so he doesn't get any sacks, especially if the game means nothing.
If it means nothing, they should just go for his knees. That's right. I said it.
Well, I don't want to see anybody get hurt, believe me. I'm sitting here with a knee replacement now. I don't want to see anybody get hurt, but they could do what he says.
Dave,
running around saying that.
Dave, you don't think it's impressive at all, the non-losing season streak?
I think it's impressive, but, you know, we're the city of champions. It would be nice if it was the Pirates doing that.
It's nice. I think that's the appropriate mindset, Dave. Like, you can acknowledge an impressive feat and say, yeah, but. And I think that's where I am on this. It's a really friggin' hard thing to do, what he and they have done now for 19 years. And thank you for the call. But you haven't won a playoff game in a decade, almost. Hopefully that breaks this year. I would take a losing season every other year if it meant you went to the AFC Championship game in the off years. I think we all would. That's kind of what Coward did. Let's go to Pete in the South Hills. Hi, Pete.
Morning, sir. How are you doing?
Oh, I've never been better. I mean, the Pirates make a great trade. Crosby passes Lemieux. The Steelers win in impressive fashion. The Ravens lose. What's not to like, big guy?
Christmas came early.
That's right, and it's Christmas week.
So my question for you, I know you guys talked about the refs at the end there. I think that my personal opinion,
yeah.
I think that forward progress was stopped. He was displaced like 6 yards back. Game should have ended there.
I agree with that. And they blew the whistle, but they blew the whistle at like a very bizarre time when Goff was crossing the plane of the goal line. That's when the whistle finally blew. And I get it to an extent because you wanted to see where the play would go on. Like No, I don't get it. It was dumb. It was dumb. It was stupid. The whole thing was dumb. But they ultimately got it right, Pete.
They did. And then the next question, I don't know if Mr. Caboli's still on. But
he's gone. He's at home taking a dump right now.
Of course. I hope he's wiping. My question for you guys, you know, back in, I watch every post-game presser, win-loss.
Yeah.
And back against the Chargers, Rodgers was asked, you know, is this your last game in California? And he paused and he said, you know, last game in Southern California. And then,
I brought that up after the game. I think you and I are the only guys who caught that. Referring to obviously going back and playing it for the Super Bowl.
Yep. And then Tomlin, after the Bills, you know, you think Pryor might have asked him, like, you know, are the answers in the building? And he's like, you know, just watch. And I just wanted to hear your guys' thoughts on the belief in the building right now.
Well, they got a ton of it. They have to. Of course they do. And I think winning is the most important thing. Knowing you've got eight at quarterback is the second most important thing. But when I was part of the high school crew team back at Mount Lebanon High School, like when you got everybody pulling their weight, when every rower in the boat is pulling their water, You all feel a part of it. And that's what's happening, man. I mean, think about it. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, it would have been a tough catch. I think you got to make that catch. But he's involved. Scotty Miller's involved. Kenneth Gainwell. Jaylen Warren. Dylan Cook. Jack Sawyer. I mean, name a guy. They all had impacts yesterday. And it was similar against Miami. What did Rodgers wind up completing balls to? 9 receivers? Everybody feels like they're a part of this thing. And you're winning. And you got a guy who's already won a Super Bowl at quarterback who's playing at an extremely high level right now with a QB rating of 106.7 his last 3 games. Yeah, there's going to be damn belief. And you were able to do that yesterday without your highest paid, arguably most important player, TJ Watt. So, yeah, they're feeling good. Let's go to KP in the car. What up, KP?
Hey, good morning, good morning.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Can't complain, man. I kind of wanted to add my 2 cents on yesterday's game.
Let's hear it.
Heck of a game by Jack Sawyer, man. He kind of stepped up and filled his role properly.
He played 89% of the snaps, man. He was out there the whole doggone time.
I mean, not only that, but he made some big stops, some big tackles that were probably actually potentially game-winning tackles.
Yep.
I think overall, like I told you guys the other day, I knew we were going to beat Detroit. I thought for sure it was going to be a dust the jackets off type of affair. Kudos to the Steelers. On another note, kind of disappointed in DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
You know, we need him going forward. You know, I feel like our ceiling is very, very low without Metcalf. You know, so hopefully the NFL kind of shows some sort of, like, whatever, depending on what the guy said to Metcalf, and kind of, like, only makes it a 1-game suspension. But going forward, as a huge fan, I'm, like, very, very excited to see what we can do in these next, like, 1 to 2 years. You know, maybe we're all looking forward to, you know, a Super Bowl. Let's get it. Have a good day.
How about that, KP? I can't look forward to next year because I don't know who the quarterback's going to be. Right now, I'd sign in blood for Aaron Rodgers, but who knows? He's playing unbelievably well. The Steelers are averaging 28 points a game in their last 3. He's got a completion percentage of 71.5. 774 yards, 4 touchdowns, no picks. I don't think he's thrown a single football that I thought was going to get picked. I don't think he put the ball in harm's way once, save for in the Dolphins game when Freiermuth was getting held and he threw it because it should have been a call. He's protecting the ball and they're lighting up the scoreboard, and they probably left points. They did leave points on the table yesterday. I don't know if anybody can't feel like they got a shot, especially with the way the AFC is shaking out right now. And the fact that if you handle your business or if the Packers do it for you, you're going to be playing your games at home. At least one of them. But how do you feel about Tomlin's streak? 19 consecutive seasons now of no losing seasons. I think it's impressive. It's not the most important thing. But if you don't think that that's an accomplishment, I don't think you understand how hard winning games is in the NFL. Joe in Philly wants to chime in. Hi, Joe.
Hey, it's John. But hey,
oh,
I want to say
hi, Joan.
I want to say kudos to the rookie Miller they brought up. He did. He made some great catches in his first football game.
He's not a rookie. He's like 800 years old. But I agree, he was impressive.
Nobody's talking about the 30 or 40 yards penalties our defense gave up there at the fourth quarter either.
Yeah.
To give Detroit
I get it, Joan.
A chance to make that score.
A lot of people have texted in and called up and brought that up, and I appreciate the call. And I should be fair to Scotty Miller. He's only 28, but he's an old 28 to me. I'm not all that worried about the fourth quarter. Maybe I'm in the minority on that, but the Steelers offensively were trading touchdowns for touchdowns. You need to be able to do that to win in the playoffs. That's the best offense in the NFL. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. They're averaging more points than any team in the sport. You held them 7 points below their average. You got a safety against that offense. You held their dynamic running back duo to 15 yards. And Mulsey tweeted out the stat this morning. Shout out Mulsey. What up, brah? That apart from the 17-yard run from Montgomery, every other carry, all 11 carries, were for negative 2 yards. And I don't know if you guys missed it, the Steelers didn't allow a touchdown at the end of the game. They stopped them. Ball game. They closed it out. It might have been like a Mike Williams save from back in the day, but doggone it, they got the save. 412-928-9370. Anything you want to talk about from yesterday's game is obviously on the table, but I'm also wondering, Mike Tomlin now with 19 consecutive non-losing seasons. Is that impressive to you at all? It is to me. Give me a ring, 412-928-9370.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You can tweet me at _AdamCrowley, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. In a segment brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Mike Tomlin, 200 career victories now after that dub against the Lions yesterday. Also, Mike Tomlin clinched a winning season, meaning he clinched a non-losing season, meaning that's 19 consecutive non-losing seasons, which isn't the be-all, end-all, but it is impressive. How do you feel about that streak? 412-928-9370. Look at the Chiefs right now. And look, we would all trade what the Chiefs have done for what the Steelers have done. Obviously. Look at the 49ers last year. They were bad. Now, injuries had something to do with it, but Mike Tomlin did once get the Steelers to 8-8 with Duck Hodges at quarterback. I would trade what the 49ers have done the last 5 years for what the Steelers have done. We all would. But you see how hard it is to be consistently above the mean year in and year out. And I think it's more than a footnote. I do think it is something to celebrate reasonably. Celebrate responsibly. I think it's impressive. It's a league that is designed for you to fail if you're good. And if you're good, and if you're bad, it's designed to help you get back to being good. And the Steelers, for 19 years, have played one game where they've been eliminated from playoff contention. One game. It's impressive. Look at the Ravens this year. They were supposed to be a Super Bowl champion. This was put up or shut up time for them. Now they're 7-8. And yeah, again, injuries have had something to do with it, but they're still 7-8 when they were, I think before the season, a betting favorite in all but like two of their games. It's not an easy thing to accomplish. I don't think you build a statue for stuff like that. You build a statue for championships. I want to be clear. But I'm impressed by Mike Tomlin and this organization doing something we've never seen done before. Let's go to Jared in Indiana. Hi, Jared.
What's up, bro? Hey, I'm a first-time caller, and I appreciate to be able to talk to you.
Sure. But, thanks for calling.
Unfortunately, as Steeler fans, we have been entitled. We're used to winning all the time. And regardless of what was said, we know in New England stole a couple of Super Bowls out of our mouth. We know that. But anyway, my main issue is if Aaron doesn't come back, if he doesn't come back.
Yeah, you're spinning your wheels again.
I think we already have our starter right there on our roster right now. Out of Ohio State, Wills, he's a winner.
Well, Jared, his replacement put up better numbers than him this year at Ohio State, and I know they just lost the Big Ten championship game, but they could win a national championship with a freshman quarterback. I don't care how much you won in college, with all due respect. I mean, good for him. I would like to see him play the final game of the season, though, if the Steelers have the AFC North sewed up. So can I extend that olive branch? And you can call back anytime, by the way, 412-928-9370. Jonathan in Lower Burl. Hi.
How we doing, Barley?
Buddy, I ain't ever been better. The Pirates make a trade. If you're a Pitt fan, you wallop Penn State in basketball. The Penguins win. Crosby passes Lemieux. The Steelers win. The Ravens lose. And best of all, my Mountaineers didn't play, so I had nothing to be pissed about.
I mean, here's what I'm going to tell you. We can all sit here and bitch about the refs games. The Lions just did not play a good game, and the Steelers not only outscored them, but outran them.
Did you think the Steelers were going to win going into the game, Jonathan? Because I did not.
No, nobody the past 2 weeks have bet the Steelers to win a game. And it's that simple. I mean, we've just shown up. We've done the right thing. Tomlin's going for it on fourth down.
I mean,
I honestly feel like this is what's going to happen. Rodgers is going to turn back the clock one more time for old time's sake, go and win a Super Bowl, and then hang up the towel and said, it's been a good ride.
Jonathan, before this game, I would have told you that you were smoking crack. And thank you for the call. Call back anytime as well. I don't think the Steelers are going to win the Super Bowl. But could I see them in the AFC Championship game? You're damn right I could.
I got to stop you. Why are you doing this?
The last 3 weeks, the Steelers are averaging 28 points a game.
New information, yeah.
Their defense is playing really well. I realize that the fourth quarter looked the way it did yesterday. Yeah, but without T.J. Watt, without Nick Herbig, without James Pierre, after Eccles went down with an injury, and they still held on to win the game.
And you've seen the AFC wildcard pool, right? And who they're going to play in the first round, right?
That's exactly right. Well, we don't know for certain who they're going to play.
But of the options, there are a lot.
I don't want to see Buffalo.
Yeah, no.
But apart from that, win the damn game. And frankly, if you got Buffalo coming here, win the damn game.
Are you telling them to win the
You're
damn
at home.
Game? Or are you expecting them to win the damn game?
I expect you to win home playoff games. You need to win home playoff games.
Do you think they're going to win the?
I said I could see them in the AFC Championship game. It's going to be matchup dependent. I'm not going to feel super great about playing Buffalo. Anybody else? Yeah, I'd expect them to win. How do you feel about that? 412-928-9370. Am I supposed to just ignore what my eyes have been telling me the last 3 weeks?
Well, are you ignoring what you've seen the last several seasons as well? That's my argument.
Oh, okay. Was Aaron Rodgers the quarterback? Don't think so. Let's go to Lou in Neville Island. Hi, Lou.
I just want to say that when you say to look at the Chiefs, you sound like an insane person. They've won 18 postseason games since 2015.
Yeah, Lou, did you miss the qualifier? Can you not listen to the whole damn segment, Lou? I said you'd trade what the Steelers have done for what the Chiefs have done. Did you miss that part, Lou?
Why do you even say look at the Chiefs? I heard Will Graves say the other day, oh, my God, thank God I'm not covering the Chiefs. You people sound insane.
Well, hey, Lou, you sound insane whenever you assign somebody else's words to me. I didn't say that. What I said was, look how hard it is to win every single year. The Chiefs are 6-9. And then I put the qualifier on there, Lou, whenever I said that, yeah, I'd trade the last 5-10 years. Of course I would. But it just underscores how difficult it is year in and year out to play meaningful football into December. And they've done that every year, save for one under Tomlin.
Where does that 10-year span that he's just had rank amongst all the other teams? I mean, the Bills have done better. The Chiefs have done better. The 49ers have
done better. Yeah, and no one would argue otherwise, Lou, but do you not think it's hard to have 19 consecutive non-losing seasons?
That is hard to do, but there is...
Okay, thank you. You agree with me. Let's go to Ed in the car. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're peachy.
I wanted to talk about our left tackle. I think we have our future left tackle staring us in the face.
Maybe. He's been really good for two games. I'll give him that. Broderick was trending up at the end, but if I told you I believed in him, then I'd be lying. I am cautiously optimistic, but that's also a brutal injury to come back from, too. But yeah, Dylan Cook, man. Mike Tomlin basically was crying talking about Dylan Cook in his post-game press conference. Thank you. 412-928-9370.
Why are you yelling so close to Christmas, by the way?
Well, this Lou. Like, it's one thing to get into an argument, totally fine, with Sports Talk Radio, and I have nothing against Lou. I hope he has a Merry Christmas or a Happy Hanukkah or whatever he celebrates. Go out there and you celebrate and you have a great time. But don't get mad at me for not saying something that I said. That drives me up a wall, Lou, from Staten Island.
Do you know, by the way, do you know any other holidays around this time other than Hanukkah and Christmas?
Kwanzaa.
Okay, there you go. Well,
does anybody... Never mind. 412-928-9370. You almost walked me into a steel trap there, Harry. Dangerous. All right. Coming up next, we got callers ringing up saying the Steelers are going to the Super Bowl. If you want to talk about Mike Tomlin's streak of 19 consecutive losing seasons, we'll talk about that. But what kind of threat do you really think the Steelers pose to the rest of the AFC?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Thousands of people listening to the show, watching the show on YouTube, on Twitter, on the Odyssey app. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Steelers, 1 Packers win away from clinching the AFC North, or 1 Steelers win over the Browns away from clinching the AFC North. And a texter wrote in, if the Steelers need to win the Browns game and they don't have DK Metcalf, do you still think the Steelers win? I do, but you might have to grit your teeth. Games against the Browns, particularly there, have wound up being ugly for the last handful of years. And if you don't have your number one wide receiver and you've got Myles Garrett going for the sack record, yeah, it does make things a little more dicey. But the Steelers team I saw the last 3 weeks, that we've all seen the last 3 weeks, they ain't going to Cleveland and losing. They're not. 412-928-9370. I think the Steelers, forget, could win a playoff game. I think the Steelers should win a playoff game. And I want your opinion on that. You get a home game in the playoffs, I don't care who you play. When you've got Aaron Rodgers, you should win the damn football game. I'm not interested in, are they good enough to win? No, they are. Independent of the rest of the AFC. Just watching this team these last 3 weeks, we've watched a ton of football. They look like a playoff team. And they look like a good team. 3 weeks ago, they cratered. They stunk. But what were they doing this time last year? They were losing out in December and getting demolished at every turn. Now they're playing their best football, and they beat a Miami team that had won 4 consecutive games that was running the ball as well as any in the sport. You shut down the run, and you pretty much won going away. You beat the Ravens, a team that last time you saw them rushed for 299, and you didn't even look like you're playing the same sport. You did it on the road in front of 70,000 people. They were starting to feel themselves a little bit. I know they had lost to the Bengals, but they had won, what, 5 out of 6 games? And you were up on them 14-3. You punched them in the mouth. Now you beat a Lions team that was a Super Bowl favorite, not when you played them, but at the beginning of the year, and one that was fighting for their playoff lives, that is as much skill, talent, and offense as any team in the sport, and you beat them by trading touchdowns with them in the fourth quarter. How many times, hypothetically, have we had that discussion in off seasons and during seasons these last 5 years? If you want to be taken seriously, you've got to score. And every time the Lions came back, the Steelers punched that thing in the end zone, with the exception of the end, but they still should have got a field goal to make it an 8-point game, and we all wouldn't have been quite as nervous in the final few moments. These are 3 impressive wins when you take them and you break them apart one by one, but you push them all together, and then you got to understand that the opposition had a rest advantage in every one of those games, which was a big deal last year, right? We all made a huge deal of it. Oh, boy, geez, 3 games in 11 days. The NFL really had it out for the Steelers. Lions had a rest advantage. Dolphins had a rest advantage. Ravens had a rest advantage. You swept them. So independent of the AFC looking the way it does right now, I think the Steelers, they can win a game and maybe multiple games. And the expectation should be when you've got a home game in the playoffs, you win the damn thing. That's where I am. And then you start bringing in the AFC. Jacksonville's playing great football. You telling me you'd be terrified if they walked up in here on a cold January day? No, win the game. Buffalo, yeah, you got Josh Allen. They might be the exception. Everybody else, win the damn game. You're good enough to win the damn game. Big C in Fort Myers, hello.
Hey, Adam, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Buddy, I've never been better. This is the best I've felt about the Steelers in years. What about you?
Hey, absolutely. I just want to hit 2 points. First of all, you cannot underscore the need to have a top-flight quarterback. Aaron Rodgers is doing things that we haven't seen in a long time. The cerebral game with him is unreal. I mean, I'm watching that game. I'm watching him check out of things. He's looking. He's taking it down to the wire. The techniques, the flick of the wrist, he's putting guys in positions that we haven't seen in a long time.
But you know what, Big C? Go ahead.
What's up? And the other thing is, did you see Tomlin's post-conference?
I did.
The game he mentioned the offensive line, and he highlighted Dylan Cook.
I thought he was going to be moved to tears, Big C. He was so excited about talking about Dylan Cook.
Yeah, and so my point being is, in the words of legendary Chuck Knoll, sometimes you just need a football player. You know, you get these guys from these big-name schools, but sometimes you just need a football player. And Dylan Cook is a football player. I mean, he is a mauler. You got him, Mason McCormick. That left side of the line, they were moving people.
They were.
The holes were there. That's why Jalen Warren was getting there. But I just wanted to say that, hey, with Aaron Rodgers and that offensive line, I think we got something special, man. And, hey, can you sing your song again? We got a feeling.
Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl. Thank you, Big C. To your point about Rodgers, you said a lot there. I want to react to all of it. Darnell Washington's fumble. Rodgers is trying to get everybody lined up so he can snap the ball so it can't get challenged. And the Steelers were dumb, and they tried to get a substitution in there. Rodgers had the right idea, as he almost always does. It's stuff like that. It's catching Detroit again with too many guys on the field, like he did against Miami. It's the hard count when you're at home, which is going to be such a valuable weapon if the Steelers are playing that first game at Acrisure Stadium. But I think he also has gotten Tomlin out of his shell. The Steelers don't win this week, and they don't flip the script last week if they don't go for it on all these fourth downs. The Steelers are now 5-for-5 their last 2 weeks going for it on fourth. Rodgers wants to be aggressive. And I think that that has, through osmosis, drained into Mike Tomlin. They're also throwing the ball downfield more, throwing the ball over the middle of the field more. And when it was third down right before Boswell's miss, 2:08 left, the Steelers were throwing to try to win the game. It's like a different Mike Tomlin these last 3 weeks. And I think a lot of that credit has to go to Aaron Rodgers. Vic and Hazelwood, last up. Hi, Vic.
What's up, brother? How you doing, man? Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you, buddy.
Listen, man, I like the Steelers. Everything's good. But, hey, man, I got to say this. With that whole thing that happened with DK Metcalf, if that happened, George Pickens, Steelers Nation would be on fire. Oh, we told you he's this, we told you that. DK Metcalf move, if he gets suspended, may cost the Steelers. And I'll tell you why, because that same thing with Cleveland. They always go up there and have a problem. If they lose that one, bye. The fact that they don't have a number one receiver, and somehow or another they lose to the stinky rat birds, it's going to be a problem. And I think people should recognize that. But
No, Metcalf's an issue. And thank you for the call, Vic. It's an issue. It makes engineering victory, to use Mike Tomlin's words, all the more difficult. But go win the game. The line right now is Steelers favored by 4.5. Shedeur Sanders, their quarterback. Go win the damn game. No nuance necessary. You win against Cleveland if the Ravens should beat the Packers. You win the AFC North. Like, no excuse. I don't care if Rodgers hurt himself in practice this week, knock on wood, and Mason Rudolph needs to start the game. You win that game. 412-928-9370. We got one segment left. I'm petering out. I should not have stayed up to watch the Patriots come back against the Baltimore Ravens. Though that was a beautiful, joyous watch. Derrick Henry couldn't hold on to the ball. Zay Flowers couldn't hold on to the ball. And I got to say this, too. Lamar Jackson, man, I don't know what the injury is. We're talking about a back bruise? That's what John Harbaugh said after the game, day-to-day with a back bruise? You got to go out there and play, man. You got to win these games. And I guess they shot him up. You got to go out there come hell or high water. If it's something more serious than that, then I'll apologize. But back bruise? Come on, man. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. How dangerous are these Steelers? I think they're pretty damn dangerous. They're running the ball. Check. Stopping the run the last 2 weeks against two prolific rushing attacks. Check. They have a quarterback playing at an elite level. Check. And the defense, just talking about stopping the run, they haven't had TJ Watt, their highest paid player. They haven't had their most impactful splash player in Nick Herbig, at least this week. If it was any other team but the Steelers, you'd be sitting here around your water cooler or driving into work, you're on the phone with your buddy, whatever, saying, boy, I think such and such team, they're dangerous. You don't want to play those guys. They could make a sneaky little run here. The Steelers have all the ingredients. And for those of you who are still waiting for that other shoe to drop, I get it. Because I, too, am a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. And they haven't won a playoff game, or as Starkey says, been competitive in a playoff game in 8 years. But if you take off, in this case, your negative black and gold colored glasses, and you look about the ingredients that you need to win in the postseason, right now the Steelers, they've got all of them. Stopping the run, running the ball, elite quarterback play. And hopefully at some point you should get your most impactful two defenders back. In the interim, you've been winning with depth, which is another thing that you could put a check mark next to. If you would have asked me before this three-game stretch, what would the Steelers' record have been if you didn't have TJ Watt for two of the games, you didn't have Herbig for one of the games, I would have said they ain't winning more than they're losing. And here they are 3-0 with impressive victories. They're dangerous. And they should be expected to win a playoff game. So you know what's going to happen. They'll probably lose to the Browns next week, and it'll be for all the marbles week 18 against the Baltimore Ravens. Starkey's up next. I can't wait to hear Starkey's soliloquy. Someone gifted him something. And he's chuckling, cackling even in the corner over here. I'm trying to do a radio show here, Joe.
Yeah, obviously no one cares.
Thank you, Harry. I appreciate that. You always have my back. It's what I've loved most about you lately. Steelers also have a lockdown corner in Joey Porter Jr., by the way. They got all the elements to make a run. If they weren't wearing black and gold, you'd be scared of them. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:40. Bostic going to join us from 7 o'clock until 10. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 41. Can I help you, Joe?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays. sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.